She backed up, trying to get her bearings. Had she missed a turn? How was that possible? She'd grown up here, hiking and riding the trails since she'd been able to walk. There was no way she'd gotten turned around. And where were the rest of the freaking mountains? Mason stopped beside her. What's wrong? She glanced down at him, panicked breaths coming fast. We'll have to backtrack. I've lost the trail. Is this something you— Stop asking that! Her shriek rang out across the valley. What's going on? She jabbed a finger toward the flatland. That's not possible. Where's the rest of the wilderness? The rest of Arkansas? And the whole winter, summer, spring thing? It doesn't make sense. And you, showing up out of thin air. Her legs grew weak, and she collapsed to the ground, thoughts spinning in confused circles. And your eye? What's with the blue glow in your eye? Are you? Mason held up his hands.
One question at a time, please.
He took a deep breath and continued in an uncharacteristically baritone voice.
I'm going to tell you something that may seem rather confusing.
Confusing? She choked on the word and fought back a coughing fit. Like what's been happening lately hasn't been? He knelt beside her, gazing intently into her eyes, like he was searching for something.
I think you're ready to hear this.
He leaned closer.
Arkansas no longer exists because your world no longer exists.
Of all the explanations she'd expected, this wouldn't have made the top 100. For a moment, she sat with her mouth half open, trying to parse the meaning of his words. But I'm still in the world. How could it not exist? Are you saying this is some kind of simulation?